When the news broke that Governor Cuomo's tax commissioner had authorized 62 members of the Inspector General's staff to look at state employees' tax returns in the context of investigations, it was viewed with suspicion by members of the state legislature. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was among those who expressed reservations.
They're just general privacy concerns that people are entitled to.
Silver says ordinarily tax returns can only be viewed under a judge's order. The Cuomo administration insists it was merely the result of a restructuring to increase efficiency in state government. The action came as the governor had already beefed up his newly created Department of Financial Services to claim some investigatory powers traditionally controlled by the state attorney general. Cuomo, in his budget plan, also seeks to eliminate the state controller's role of pre-auditing state contracts, a move strongly objected to by Comptroller Tom DiNapoli.
I don't know that that trade-off really makes sense in the long run. You know, we could certainly still audit after the fact, but you know, sometimes our pre-audits actually points out situations where we could get a better deal for the state and for taxpayers.
DiNapoli says, for example, the pre-audit saved $700,000 in a review of a medical contract with SUNY Stony Brook and red flagged a state contract for $14.5 million with an energy company after his office discovered the firm included an alleged member of the Gambino crime family. Cuomo is also getting pushback for changes he wants to make in the state budget. The governor, in a single paragraph repeated numerous times throughout the proposal, wants the ability to move around money in state agencies and authorities without the legislature's advance permission. Cuomo's budget director says the new powers are needed to improve flexibility. But Senator Liz Krueger, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, says she asked some budget experts to interpret that clause.
One opinion was, oh, if that paragraph became the established model of state budgeting, then next year the state budget would only need one page, that paragraph, and a total dollar value at the bottom. The state budget shall be $135 billion. Yes or no?
Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos told the Buffalo News that it's not likely that lawmakers will ultimately accept the provision.
I don't think that's something that's going to be acceptable to the legislature.
Governor Cuomo, speaking to reporters in Syracuse, defended himself, saying the controller and state legislators who oppose his recent actions just want to keep the status quo.
The Albany politicians created this system. I'm trying to change it. They're trying to protect it. It's that simple.
Cuomo, saying he's the only one speaking for the people, says it's the legislature that's trying to hold on to power. And he says it's part of a larger resistance to his plans to create more stringent teacher evaluations and to reform the state's pension system to offer 401ks.
I believe the legislature is influenced by the special interest money, and I'm trying to fight that.
So far, the public seems to agree with Cuomo more than his critics. A recent Siena College poll asked voters specifically whether the governor was too power-hungry. Siena's Steve Greenberg says an overwhelming majority answered no.
We said to voters he's acting more like a king than a governor. Three-quarters of voters disagreed with that statement. Look, they think he's providing leadership.
Greenberg says the public may not agree with every stance the governor takes, but seem relieved that someone in state government is acting like a leader. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.